Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yep.
You know, several years ago, I was in New York City. It was a dark Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
The minute black woman came up, the only question I heard from her was, "You Martin Luther King?" And I said, "Yes." The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. After my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. One of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze." And I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in all Bennett, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. Like anybody, I would like to live. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
We
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We welcome. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines tonight. You're coming in on the network. Man, if I had a sneeze. Happy Black History Month to everybody.
Yes, happy Black History Month to everyone.
Man, it's Black History Month, and so all month long over here on We Talk Radio Network, we're going to be celebrating Black History.
Right.
And so Martin Luther King said, if I had a sneeze. Mm-hmm. We want to thank all you guys that's joining us on tonight. We want to appreciate you. Man, it has been a blessed day. Sitting across from me is my co-host, my little chocolate chip, Mandy. We just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
Well, we are so peacock proud and high and happy that you guys will hang out with us again over here on We Talk Radio Network, where we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Man, it has been a marvelous day.
Awesome day.
We have had a blessed day on today. Hope you have had a blessed day.
Right.
Listen, and those of you that's coming around on the network, we want to thank you for chiming in on tonight. Those of you on the phone lines, we want to thank you for coming in tonight. Listen, if you want to join the show tonight, if you want to listen to the show, you got several ways that you can listen, because we're on all social media. If you want to listen to We Talk Radio Network, we have something for you every day of the week. You can follow us at We Talk Radio. That's www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. Mandy, won't you help me out with some of them? Listen, guys, we are heard all around the globe. Mandy, why don't you give me a few of those platforms?
Okay, so we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Note, Podcast Addict, and Deezer. Right.
Listen, you got about like 25 more.
I do.
Can you give us some different ones on there?
These are the ones that I gave you. That we're on, and also we just want people to memorize these lists, so that if you can't get us on Spotify, you can get us on Apple Podcast. If you can't get us on Apple Podcast, you can get us on Pocket Cast. So you have multiple options.
And then you can call in to 563-999-3456. We have something for you every day of the week, and you can you can join every show that's on We Talk Radio Network. We got a YouTube channel that you guys can go to. We're pushing this YouTube channel. You can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But man, if they need to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
You would just simply hit that subscribe button.
Yes, and you can get all the great content, all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio Network, because this is our favorite listening station.
Uh-huh.
Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Right.
And so tonight we're going to take action a different way.
We are.
We're excited that you guys are joining us. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up tonight. We're glad you guys are coming. Hope you have had a blessed day. Hope you have got some rest. Why? Because we're going to do a little something different on tonight, Mandy. I'm preaching tonight. We're preaching. Well, first of all, shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
And Mr. T. Smiley.
Uh-huh.
We want to shout out to those guys, the powers that be over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we've been around for 12 years, and, man, they have jumped the broom, and they coming off of their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're going to have a lot of great things for you in this year.
Yes.
In 2020. We already in the second month of 2023.
We are.
Yes, already. Can you imagine? We're in February. Man, we in the month of love.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's Black History Month. It's Black Love Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's Love Month. Then it's Heart Health Month.
It is.
Yes, all going on in February.
Right.
And then we got the Super Bowl. We got the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Right? Well, we'll be out next Sunday night. To all of you on the network, on the phone lines, we invited to a Super Bowl party next weekend, man. So we won't be doing the E-Man After Show. We will be doing a rewind.
Uh-huh.
And because we're invited to a Super Bowl party, and it's going to be on and popping.
Right.
And so to all the fellas out there, to all of you ladies that love the Super Bowl, hope you have some Super Bowl gatherings on next Sunday night. So we'll put a good rewind show up for you next Sunday night because we'll be out. But, man, we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, that's coming in on the network tonight, because we're starting a new segment on tonight, Mandy. We're starting this new segment. Just a few shows ago, we got into talking about the Bible in a discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mandy, one of the things I found out, you know, after COVID, a lot of people's faith have withered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I believe a lot of people just not in the Word of God like they should be.
Right.
And you know, I think it's a scripture over there somewhere where it talks about in the last day we'll have such turn away,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people, their faith will be turned a different way. They just will lose hope and they'll lose faith.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that happened is you're not into the Bible. You're not into the Word. You're not studying like you should.
Right.
And so in conversations, a lot of times we have conversations and people quote scriptures and they say certain things about the Bible, but they quote it out of the wrong context. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they use scripture in the context of heresy. They heard somebody else quote it, so they think they can quote it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out, man, that a lot of people just don't believe this word that's being taught.
True.
And so we come up with a concept because, you know, those of you that know the damn the dollar for with Richard Pless, I'm a member of the Potter's House. And my pastor, Bishop Jakes, he challenged us this year, Watch Night Service, man. He challenged us. He said, I want you to be a good steward over this year and what God have given you. God have given you a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be a good steward of it. And so God have given me a second chance. Miss Davis gave me a second chance to come back this year for the E-Man After Show. And so we always come up with creative ideas. We created this show to be around the domino table where men come around and we sit around and we talk real men issues. But I found out it's a lot of men just don't know the Bible, or they're not into the Word of God like they, you know, proclaim that they are, or a lot of times people just ain't studying the Bible like they should.
Right.
So I just got an idea. I said, you know what? And I think I ran it by the owners and I ran it by you. It just came in my mind. Just, you know, you just ought to have some teaching of the Bible. You just ought to have some Bible scholars that come on to just teach the Word of God.
Right.
And so I came up with a new concept and I said, you know what? I'm going to start a new segment. I sit down. I done talked to 8 different pastors. I done talked to 3 Sunday school teachers,
mm-hmm.
and 8 other pastors. And every one of them shared with me. They think it's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
but they did say, do some clarity. I said, what do you mean? They say, E-Man, what are you looking to get out of this? I say, really, I just want people's faith to get back where it should be.
Right.
And I say, that's coming through the Word of God. They say, I agree. I said, we just want people to know how to study the Bible, know how to research the Word of God for themselves, where they don't have to depend on nobody else. At the end of the day, you know, you can be ignorant to the Word of God because you don't even understand. And, you know, I don't do a lot of King James. A lot of people refer to King James. I don't really read a lot of King James because it don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read different translations because a lot of people think King James is the it's a good teacher.
I think a lot of people may mm-hmm. have the foundation mm-hmm.
right,
as far
right.
as growing up. In their church, they may have been taught the King James.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people refer to it. However, we use other translations for clarity purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to just make it plain sometimes.
Yeah, it had to be plain to me.
But I really believe that's why a lot of people refer to the King James Version.
Well, these days and that and this and that and the other, I'd be all over the place. But it has challenged me down through the years to really research and
right.
read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight we started a new segment over here. It's called Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. You know, I probably can teach a few lessons.
Oh, you absolutely can.
But I ain't no Bible scholar. I'm bringing on Bible scholars. We're bringing on men and women of God that really can teach this word.
That's the word of God.
Precept on precept, give you good application where you to walk away to go back to study what they taught.
Right.
What do we want to do with this? We want your faith to be, you know, to help you build your faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy on tonight. We got a brother that's coming on tonight that's going to teach us tonight.
Yes.
You know, y'all know him as Deacon Fred Bell. Uh-huh. You know, he teaches a Sunday school class over at his church.
Yes.
He does a segment over here on E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got with Deacon Fred Bell. I said, would you teach a Bible study? He said, sure. Because, you know, I've watched this Sunday school message, and he can teach this Bible. This brother has been doing it for a long time.
You can actually listen to his segment and know that this man knows the Word of God.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to teach us tonight. We're getting ready to turn this whole show over to Deacon Fred Bell.
Yes, and we are so excited tonight. We're sitting here with our word. We have our notepads out.
Yeah.
And we're ready.
Yes, because, you know, he's just an expository of the Word of God. He is a deacon over at his church. It's called Loving Fellowship Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
He's sat under the great tutelage of Dr. Michael D. Sneed. And anybody that knows the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know what DeSoto is. You know what Wintergreen is over there on DeSoto. I think it's West 10, what is it, 610 West Wintergreen Road over DeSoto. He teaches Sunday school service every Sunday morning at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he really break that word down. And so tonight he's going to start us out. And then I got two ladies that's a Sunday school teacher. Because we got 11 more months out there. We got 11 months in the rest of the year. So we got a different pastor man that is going to be teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do with this? Out of all of these teachers, we're going to pick one to come back the next year and just teach us Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
If the people want it, we'll do it. If the people don't want it, I told Miss Davis, I said, we'll yank it.
All right.
She said, well, congratulations, you may do. And so only thing we walking away with this is just so those of you that really, really want to understand the Word of God, because I talked to several pastors. I said, listen, I don't want you to come over there preaching over fire and hell and brimstone messages.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to condemn nobody. We trying to really get people's faith back up to where it's supposed to be, because when COVID hit,
mm-hmm.
I would have thought a lot of people would have got in the Bible.
Right.
But it appeared that it's a lot of people's faith wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they don't understand. When we talk about ignorance here, we're not talking about you are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about not knowing.
Not understanding. And then with a lot of things that just has happened, there's so many distractions in the world, you
mm-hmm.
know, and a lot of people have become distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we are used to spending time in God's word, and then when we get into distractions and you go back, sometimes it seems like it's hard.
Right, right.
So we have Mr. Fred Bell tonight that's going to help get us there.
Yeah, he's going to provoke us to get in our Bible to study.
That's right.
You know, because we're asking you whatever he's teaching tonight, take this word of God and go back and study it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be pretty accurate. You know, he's going to be accurate in the word of God.
Right.
You know, take it back and you go back and study to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's just to strengthen your beliefs.
Yes.
You know, and so we just want to start this new segment. We're going to start out tonight. So we're going to bring Deacon Fred Bell. I see him standing by. We're going to bring him in. This is it. He got the rest of the show.
Yes.
I only come in if he asks me to.
Right.
But those of you that's on the phone lines that may even have questions, I don't know how he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take his lead. I don't know how he's going to go about it. Maybe those may have, he may have a Q&A at the end. If you have any questions, you want to get clarity about what he's teaching, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in and let you ask him the question, because he's the mind that's going to share with you how you do this. You know, I was listening to a Sunday school lesson he did about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at church and I had to go in the back and really finish listening to it. I'm like, man, he done got real, real deep. But ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines tonight, we got Mr. Deacon Fred Bell. He's a deacon at his church, and it's Mr. Fred Bell. We so glad to have him tonight. Mr. Fred Bell, how are you tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Well, man, we so excited tonight to have you on the E-Man After Show. We thank you for taking out your time tonight. You teach Sunday school this morning? Oh, well, I know you taught Sunday school this morning.
Yeah. horse and all.
Oh, you've been horse today?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of times that happened. Why? Because Yeah, well, it's an indication. You getting hoes is an indication I'm supposed to be doing this. You know, because that's what the enemy tries to do when you're doing certain things for God. He's going to try to throw a distraction in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I can remember, Deacon Bell, you were sick one time, and you went out of your truck and did Sunday school class or something like that from the hospital, right?
Right. That's when the internet had went off at church. Uh-huh. And I walked outside and it came back on, so I went and finished it up in the truck.
Right, right. I remember that. Well, Mr. Fred Bell, ladies and gentlemen, once again, he's a deacon of his church. Mr. Fred Bell, we're going to allow you, man, just to go in your own way. You got all the way up to 11 o'clock. I don't know if you're going to go that long. But we're just going to turn it over to you and you can go in your own way. If different people have any questions, do you want me to kind of like wait till you finish, or do you want me to interrupt you and add, you know, say you got a question, or how you want me to do it?
You can bring the question in, or we can do it at the end.
Okay. Well, we'll take your lead, sir. Correct. What you say, sir?
I was saying I'm gonna do like 12 verses, but the verses shouldn't take that long.
Okay. Okay. Well, you take your time and you teach us the word of God tonight. All of you that's on the phone lines tonight, all of you that's, we're going to bypass your segment on tonight. We won't do the encouragement for the soul tonight since you are teaching. We'll just let you go all the way up and just teach. We just sitting back. We're going to be listening to you tonight because I may have some questions. I'm quite sure I am. we appreciate you, man. So all of you guys that's on the network tonight, on the phone line tonight, this is a new segment that we're doing. It's Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. It's all yours, Deacon Fred Bell.
All right. First of all, I want to thank E-Man and Mandy and the owner of the radio show for giving me this opportunity to teach this Bible study lesson. And God put on my heart tonight to teach a lesson coming from Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 12.
The title of this
lesson is going to be, You Are Right to Be Tested, because we go through so many things. And as E-Man was saying at the beginning of the show, a lot of us have went through COVID, or we in a COVID situation where we have lost faith. And this book about Job is about faith, and Job is being tested. But as we read the book of Job, we see Job in a similar situation to when we go through things. We try to figure out what or why have we done, and why are we going through these things? Why is this happening to us? But sometimes we got to realize, just like Job did, sometimes circumstances are not due to anything that we have done. They're not even our own fault, because John 16:33 says, in this world, you will have tribulations. Mm-hmm. But just as Job did, we will also struggle sometimes to understand why all this is happening to us. But some things are not meant for us to know. So we will never get an explanation of why we went through something. But only then will our faith be deepened. That is the only time, once we go through it, that will deepen our faith. Because even if we got an explanation of what we were going through, and God told us, you know what we would do? We would ask him why. So before we get into the lesson, let's open up this lesson with a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come to you tonight, dear Heavenly Father, thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you have given us, what you have blessed us with, dear Heavenly Father, and what you have allowed us to go through. Dear Heavenly Father, we accept your test, dear Heavenly Father, because after we go through this lesson, dear Heavenly Father, I want you to open our hearts, minds, and souls to understand why we are being tested. But let us know that we are right to be tested, dear Heavenly Father, because those things that we go through are to strengthen our faith. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you remove me, dear Heavenly Father, and speak through me, dear Heavenly Father, what you would like these people to hear tonight, dear Heavenly Father, your people, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to bless the souls, dear Heavenly Father, bless the hearts, bless the families, dear Heavenly Father, that they may be enlightened by this word, that they may go out and tell someone else, dear Heavenly Father. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, we may be forgiven for any sins that we have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, we may be blessed by the word. We may be blessed by you, dear Heavenly Father. We may continue to be blessed by others. These and other blessings I ask your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're going to be coming from Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. And I'm going to read each verse, and then I'm going to go into the explanation of the verses. Our first verse reads, there was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. Now, when we look at that first verse, we see Job being described as an upright man who loved and feared God, yet God allowed Satan to take everything he had. Now, we see it's describing Job as an upright man. But we have to ask ourselves, why is it describing Job as an upright man? It is describing Job as an upright man to let us know that Job did nothing. Job did nothing to deserve what he was going through. Just like some of us, we may be walking around in life and then something happens. And then we ask God the question, why me? So now look at that. They say Job was an upright man who feared God. So Job respected God. So therefore, now we see that guess what? Trouble came to Job just like it would come to you. So we don't want to think that Job was a bad person. Job wasn't a bad person. So all the things that happened to him because sometimes we go through things. But the first thing we want to say is when you have went through something, everybody that's listening tonight, your friends have all either wondered or they said to you, you must have done something wrong. Because the first thing they want to think is you have done something wrong for God to allow you to go through this. So you're saying that God is a bad God because God did this to you. But when we read the word of God tells us everything that God has done is good. So God is not bad. Just because you're going through something does not mean that you have done something. So Job was a man of complete integrity who feared God. And as I said before, he wasn't afraid of God as we look at it in our carnal minds. He wasn't afraid of God. A lot of us afraid of our parents, but we fear our parents. What does that mean? We respect our parents. So therefore, we want to do what is right. So Job respected God, and he wanted to do what was right in the eyesight of God. Now, if we respected God just as Job respected God, guess what? We wouldn't have a lot of the problems we're having today in the world. It may not be you, but it may be someone you know that are doing some things that they should not do, even though they're in church. Because let's face it, some of us that go to church are not really in church. But we see Job is a respecter of God, that he feared him. So Job obeyed God. And when we obey God, we try to do the things that are right by God. Now, let's look at verse 2 and 3. What the story is saying, it's setting everything up, letting you know that Job was an upright man. Job was a man of integrity. Job feared and loved God. So the story is setting up. So a lot of us, we know the story of Job, right? And we may wonder, if Job was all of this, why did he go through that? Good question. Now let's look at verse 2 and 3. 2 and 3 reads, he had 7 sons, 3 daughters. Verse 3, he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 team of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. And he employed many servants. He was, in fact, the richest man in that area. Now, look at Job. The book tells us that Job had 7 sons, 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 cattle, 500 team of oxen, 3,000 camel, 500 team of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and he also had many servants. And Job was filthy rich. Job was considered one of the wealthiest. Basically, they said Job was the richest man in that area. And there's a particular reason it's describing Job's three sons and three daughters and the flock that Job had and where he lived. Remember where I said that Job lived? And I just told you a few minutes ago, it's setting the story up. Job lived in Uz. It was near the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans. And these people were raiders, meaning they were robbers. So now we go into verse 4. And verse 4 is going to tell us Job's sons would take turns preparing the feast in their homes, and they would invite their sisters to celebrate with them. Now, stop right there. Remember when we just said Job had seven sons, three daughters, right? So now it's telling us again, setting the story. We have to ask these questions in order to understand what is the story leading up to, or is letting us know that Job's sons would take turns preparing the meals in their homes and they would invite the sisters to celebrate. So we may ask ourselves, why? But the why is in the book. It tells us that his sons and daughters were killed all at one time. So there must have been a celebration at the time when they were killed. That is the reason it told us how many sons, how many daughters he had. And they would celebrate and eat all together. Because you know, as the story goes on, Job lost everything. He lost his seven sons. He lost his three daughters. He also lost his 7,000 sheep, his 3,000 cattle, his 500 team of oxen, and his 500 female donkeys. You know why Job lost them? He lost everything in one day. We've all had a Job moment. We may have not lost everything in one day, but you've lost things before. And you wondered again why. Why is this happening to me? Job, there is no man on earth who has had a worse day than Job. There is no man on earth who has had, man or woman, who has had a worse day on earth than Job. Job lost everything in one day. So we asked ourselves, why was this happening to Job? He was a good man. He had all this wealth. He had all this money. God is not a respecter of person. God will use anyone he chooses to get his point across. Because God is more wiser than us. His infinite wisdom is more than we can even imagine. So as we look in verse 5 tells us, let me find it. When these celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. So now, during the day, during the time of Job's days, the father was the religious leader, because at that time there was no priest to instruct him in God's laws. So Job acted as the priest, and he offered sacrifices to God, and he asked for forgiveness of the sins that either he or his family had committed. And even though the Bible says that Job was an upright man, by doing this, Job did not consider himself sinless. Some people may think that if they're doing everything by God, they're not cursing, they're not stealing, they're not committing adultery, they're sinless. I once had a friend who went to a certain church. It was a Pentecostal church. And she was telling me that she didn't sin. And I looked at her. And I said, what do you mean? Because the Bible says one who says they do not sin, they are a liar, because everyone sins. So here we see Job not considering himself sinless, because Job asked God for forgiveness for his sins and the sins of his kids, just like our mothers and fathers and people we love do. They pray for us. And Job didn't do this because he felt guilty or nothing. Job did this because he loved God, just as we ought to do each and every day. We should pray to God, no matter if we have committed a sin knowingly or unknowingly. That is the reason we come and offer our prayers up to God, and we ask God to forgive us for the sins we have committed knowingly and unknowingly. Now, let's get into the meat of the lesson, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6 and 7 says, one day, the member of the heavenly court, the members of the heavenly court, came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, came with them. Verse 7, where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that is going on. Stop right there.
Hey, now, stop right there, Deacon Bale. You just did
all right.
Good segue. And the reason why I've stopped you, those of you that's texting us and on the network, yes, you can go back and click on the network live. It's a new link that's out there. If two links went out, Deacon Bale, and some people are trying to get on the network, and so they're texting me. So the new link is out there again. So those of you who are trying to come on the network, click the new link, and you'll be able to continue to listen to Deacon Bale live. You can go right here, sir.
Hey, man. Now, this is where everything gets bad for Job. Now, Job is not knowing it as of yet. As I said in verse 6, one day the members of the heavenly court, they came to present themselves to the Lord, and the accuser came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. Now, as I said before, this is where everything starts to go wrong. Just imagine, everything is going right in your life. Then all of a sudden, there's someone who comes along plotting against you, and they're looking to start some trouble. But, you know, we know that there are people out here that see us doing good, but they want us to do bad. So they're plotting against you. Satan is out here plotting every day. For you heard what the Lord said. When Satan answered him and said, I have been trolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. Just as God watches you, Satan is also watching you. He's watching everything that's going on. So now, just imagine, your life is going well. You just got married. You got your new house. You even got your brand new car. You even got promoted at your job. But it's somebody at that job that was hating on you. They didn't like the woman you married. They didn't like the house you got. They definitely didn't like the new car you got because they couldn't get one. So guess what? You got the promotion, and they felt like it was them that should have got the promotion. So they're watching everything. They're plotting against you. So here comes Satan. The Bible speaks of the heavenly council where God and the angels planned their events. They planned their events on earth, where the angels are required to give an account of themselves. So when we see the heavenly council standing there with God, it's talking about the angels. They were about to give an account of what they were about to do. And who walked along with them? Satan. And God said, where did you come from? He knew where Satan had been. But he answered, because we know that God knows everything. He is the creator. So we also have to remember that God is the creator of the angels, both of those who serve him. So they have to reveal to God they were going to do, because God has complete power and authority over them all. But we see God standing with the angels as they are planning their daily activities. And here comes who? Satan walking right along with them. And he asked God. And God asked him, what are you doing here? What are you doing here with the angels? What are you doing here, Satan? And Satan had been walking around looking for what? Looking to cause some trouble. Because he comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So now we know that Satan was an original angel of God who had become corrupt. Why did Satan become corrupt? Because of his pride. And a lot of times we have friends, family members who were once angels, not an angelic being, but an angel of ours, someone we loved, someone we adored, but they got prideful. They start to think they were all of that. So now they come along just like Satan. So Satan had been evil ever since the rebellion against God. We know that Satan itself is an enemy of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to work against everything that God wants. He tries to work against everything that God has. So in this lesson, you are right to be tested. Guess what? You are right to be tested because God sees something in you that you don't even see in yourself.
Hmm.
And that's the faith. God sees the faith in you that you don't even know you have. So now, Satan considers himself God's enemy, and he tries to work against God. But we got to remember, sometimes we forget. We got to remember, Satan has limited power.
Mm-hmm.
Did we know that Satan's power is limited by God?
Mm-hmm.
Satan can only do what God has given him permission to do. He can't do anything else to you. Nothing. He can only do what God has given him permission to do. Let me say that one more time in case you did not understand. Satan can only do what God gave him permission. So God has given him permission to do it. So therefore, he's going to only do what God has given him permission to do. So nothing Job would have. So now we see that Job would have been the perfect to attack. You know why? Because Job was an upright man,
mm-hmm,
who was blameless, who had been greatly blessed.
Right.
And you know the same thing will happen to you. Same thing will happen to you that happened to Job. You are right to be tested. You are right to be tested because God has already put his hand on you. Even before you know that God has put his hand on you, Satan will come to attack you. When you're out there in the world, but you feel yourself getting pulled in the church, God is trying to tell you something. But Satan is trying to keep you in the world. So therefore, we have to understand, Job was the perfect man to be tested. Just like you. You are right to be tested. So anyone who is committed to God, you should expect Satan's attack. Because you know what? Satan hates God. And he also hates God's people. So when we're out there doing that wrong and think it's okay, Satan is not laughing. He hates you. And he's laughing because he hates you and you're doing what he wants.
Right.
So we got to understand, Satan is not our friend. He's not our friend. So Satan says, I'm going to and from, watching everything that's going on. So basically what Satan was doing, he was walking around like a thief in the night. You know how you see somebody walking around and they're just looking
right.
house to house, trying to see what light is on, what light is not on, what time these people leave, what time they come back. That's what Satan was doing. He was looking for somebody. So guess what? When the attack comes, you know what? Satan was looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for you. So instead of saying, God, why me? We should say, God, thank you for testing me. But you know what? That test only comes from faith.
Mm-hmm.
You will say that when your faith is stronger. But when your faith still at a level that's not up to par yet, God can get you there. And the way God can get you there is you are right to be tested. He will test you because go back when I said Satan has limited power. He can only
right.
do what God allows him to do. So God is trying to get your attention. So Satan is walking around like a thief, looking for somebody, looking for somebody to move. So now, Satan noticed. God said, have you tried my servant Job?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed my servant Job?
Mm-hmm.
So now when I say, have you noticed my servant Job, put your name right there. Who's ever listening tonight, put your name right there. When he said, when God answered him and said, have you noticed my servant Job?
Amen.
Put your
have
name
you noticed,
right there.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Put your name right there.
Yes, sir.
Have you noticed my servant?
Hmm.
So now, Job was the finest man on the earth. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and he stays away from evil. So from that conversation, you know what we should have learned? We should have learned a great deal about Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is accountable to God. That is the first thing. He is accountable to God.
Oh, yeah.
All of the angelic angels, good and evil, are compelled to present themselves before God.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, good and evil, are compelled. I didn't say they got a choice. They are compelled, meaning they have to present themselves before God. Just like when God asked Satan what he was doing there, Satan didn't just shake his head and say, you don't need to know. He told him. You know what that means? He was compelled to answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's like being subpoenaed in court. When once they subpoena you, you don't have a choice to go. It means you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So number two, the second thing we should know, that Satan can only be in one place at one time. He can only be in one place at one time. His
right.
demons aid him in his work. Satan, he's not omnipresent like God. He is not God. But we lift him up sometimes, and we give him power. And you know what I say? We lift him up because we're quick to say, oh, that's just Satan. Satan did that. Satan did that. Satan did this. Satan did that. I don't give Satan no power. Because you know why? If I did it, I did it. I'm not giving Satan no power. Satan can only be in one place at one time. His demons aid him in his work.
Yeah.
But as a created being, he is limited. There's that word again. He is limited. Number three, Satan cannot see into our minds. He cannot see into our minds, nor can he see into our future. Because you know why? Because if he would have knew what Job had, he would have never tried Job. He would have never tried him. So that tells you right there, when God tests you or when God gives you a test, Satan does not know the faith that you have.
Right.
He knows that you love God, but he cannot see into your mind, nor can he see into your soul. Because if he knew, he never would have tried Job. And lastly,
right.
Satan can do nothing without God's permission. Now, God permitted Satan to attack Job in a very harsh manner. Although God loves us, believing and obeying him does not shelter us from life situations. Let me say that one time, because so many times we get confused. We think because God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for us, that it's going to shelter us from life situations. We think when we give our lives to Christ, we walk down the aisle, we give our hand to the pastor, and we give our heart to God, oh, that's over with. I ain't got to go through nothing else. But then he tells us we'll go through trials and tribulations.
Oh, yes.
He told us that. So what? So we're still going to go through situations. We're going to face tragedies, but guess what? Good and bad things happen to both Christians and non-Christians. Let me say that again. Good and bad things happen to Christians and non-Christians. But in our tests and trials, God expects us to express our faith in the Word. So I ask you this question. How do you respond to troubles? Do you ask God, why me? Or do you say, test me? Let me say it again. How do you respond? Because God expects us to express our faith. Right? So how do you respond to troubles? Do you ask God why, or do you say, test me? And if you respond, if you express your faith, then guess what? You're going to say, God, test me. Now let's look at verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10 says, Satan replied to the Lord, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. Verse 10, you have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosperous. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. So now, look at Satan. Satan said, now look, Satan wanted to attack Job.
Right.
You know he wanted to attack Job. But what is Satan saying here in this verse? He said, yeah. When God asked him, have you noticed my servant Job? He told him, yeah, I noticed him. But guess what?
Right.
Satan attacked Job's motives.
Right.
When God said, have you seen my servant Job? What did Satan do? Satan did the first thing we see people do. He attacked Job's motives. How many times have somebody seen you doing good and they say the only reason you doing good or the only reason you go to that church or you go to church, period, or you do God, is because God has given you all those things.
Teach now.
He said, he told God to his face, I'm going to attack his motives. And what did he say? Oh, the only reason he's like that, the only reason he's blameless, the only reason he has integrity is because you have given him everything he wants.
Right.
That is the only reason he obeying you. You know what? God can make every one of us do exactly what he wanted. But you know what? That wouldn't be right. You know why? Because then our service would be in vain. It would be no good to him. So therefore, when he said that, I could see God's face right now, just laughing and just laughing.
Right.
Not busting out laughing, but like laughing. Said, oh, okay, I got something for you. Go ahead. Try him. Like I said before, when he said, have you seen my servant? Put your name there. Because the same thing that Satan was saying to God about Job, he's saying the same thing to God about you. So when you go through your next trial or your next tribulation or your next layoff or your next where you only got $10 in the bank, guess what? Guess what? God is testing your faith. But God knows the faith that you have, but Satan doesn't. So now, look, he said the only reason he was doing that was because God had gave him all that stuff. So he said God would have no – Job would have no reason to turn against you. He wouldn't have no reason to turn against you. Why would you turn against somebody that's giving you all that stuff? Why? You would be crazy. But let that stuff go. Let it go. How many of us, if we had everything we needed, and then we lost it all in one day, how many of us would turn against God? It's easy to say, oh, man, that stuff was it. That stuff came, but it's gone. You know, I've been broke before. Well, really? Really? You say that with your mouth, but you don't really believe that. You know how I know? I done seen people right today who have been faithful servants of God. And you know what? They go through a little health crisis. They lose a car. They lose a job. They lose their house. You know what they say? You say, man, I ain't seen your church. What? Church lady, you know what? Oh, I'm just going through something. Right there. They lost a little bit of something, and then they lost their faith. And they stopped coming to the hospital. But this was not Job. This was not Job. Job was right to be tested, but Satan did not know. You are right to be tested, and Satan don't even have any idea. Why? Because he cannot see into your mind, and he does not see into your future. So now, Satan told God, Job has no reason to turn against you. Because ever since he started following you, ever since he started following you, God, everything has gone well for Job. Ever since he started following you. But did Satan think that it was not because Job was following God, it's because Job was not only following him, but Job was faithful. Job was obedient. He was thinking it was materialistic. If it was all about materialistic things, half the churches would be empty.
Right.
There would only be rich people in there. It wouldn't be people like us. We wouldn't be there. Because guess what? Nobody wants to go through a test. Nobody. When you heard those pop quizzes in school, pop quiz means you didn't even know you was going to have no test. Right?
Right.
So guess what? When a pop quiz come up, that means a pop quiz in your life, you didn't know you was going to get diabetes. I had no idea I was going to get cancer at 43. I had no idea it was going to be in stage 4. No idea. So it was a pop quiz. It was a test. But guess what? I was already ready for the test. You know why? Because God had already tested me before. Just like everyone that's listening tonight, you have already been tested time, time, and time again. You know why? Because you done lost a job before. You done lost a wife before. You done lost a husband before. You done lost a house before. You done lost a car before, and you done been broke. So guess what? Everybody done been tested.
Right.
So now, Satan wanted to prove that Job's worship for God was not real. It was not out of love. Because God had given him so much, he thought it was just materialistic. So he thought Job's worship for God was not out of love. Because he had gave him so much, it couldn't be love. It had to be materialistic. Satan is a fool. He is a fool to think that someone cannot love God for who he is. Now, Satan, he wasn't wrong in some aspects. You know why I say that? Because so many people trust God for the things that God has given them.
Right.
Amen, church. Amen, life. There are some people out there who only trust God things that God can give them. And you know what those people are? They try to treat God like he's a sugar daddy.
Come on.
They try to treat God like he's a sugar daddy. They only love him for what they get. And if you don't know what a sugar daddy is, this is the E-Man show where we talk real. A sugar daddy is a man out there or a sugar woman who's paying the bills. He's paying the car note. And they only love them for what they can give them.
Right. Mm.
So in the Christian world, those are fair-weather believers.
Mm-hmm.
They are only fair-weather believers. They only follow God when everything is going well. And as I just described before, some of the people that go to your church, my church, some of your family, and some of your friends, when everything is going well, you can't beat them in Sunday school. They're there before you are, and you the teacher. You can't beat them in church.
Make it plain, sir. They're trying to open the door
wondering where you at.
Mm.
When everything is going well, you can't beat them at church.
Mm-hmm.
But when things start to going bad,
right,
you can't even find them at church.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even call them.
Mm.
So guess what? So when we're going through any kind of adversity, it destroys the superficial faith. So if you got superficial faith when you're going through an adversity, guess what? It's going to destroy your faith because your faith is not real. It's superficial. But if you are a true follower and a true believer, adversity is going to do what? It strengthens real faith. I'm going to say that one more time. If you are a true follower and a true believer, adversity would strengthen your real faith by causing a believer to, you know what, dig down deep. Dig your roots deep into God in order to withstand the storms. So I ask you this question also. How does your faith go? How deep does your faith go when you're going through something? Do you dig your roots deep down in the ground? Or do you just break the top of the ground? You know what I'm talking about. When you go in your backyard and you're trying to just bust up that dirt and you're just raking across it, that ain't going to do it.
Right.
That's superficial right there. You need to go deep down. And when it says go deep down, dig your roots deep into God, it's talking about getting deep into his word.
Yes.
Into his word. When you get deep into God's word, guess what? His word will build your faith. It will strengthen your character. And what it will also do, it will build endurance. So therefore, you can withstand anything that you're going through. You know why? Because God will never leave, nor will he forsake you.
Right.
So we have to dig our roots deep down in God. And when you're facing something, you got to dig them deep so that when you are facing them, you know what you know what you're up against.
Right.
Go. I tell you this. If you see a big oak tree and that tree is old, I guarantee you, if they pull that tree out the ground, the tree going to have so many roots, everything around it going to be tore up. So guess what? When you're going through something, if your faith is that strong, guess what? You're going to tear up everything. Praising God. People ain't going to know what's going on with you.
Right.
They're going to think you crazy. Because they don't understand. They does not understand when you're going through something and you're still smiling and you're praising God. He didn't understand Job. Now let's look at verse 11. It's quick and simple. Verse 11 says, but reach out and take away everything he has. And he will surely curse you to your face. Satan did what? Satan did something we should never do. You know what Satan did? He challenged God.
Right.
Because y'all know he's talking to God right there.
Right.
He said, I'm going to tell you what. He said, but reach out to him and take everything he has. And I guarantee you, he will cuss you out.
Right.
He will cuss you out. So Satan is saying, take everything away from him, and I guarantee you, he will turn his back on you. But remember, Job had faith.
Mm-hmm.
Job was not a regular. Job
mm-hmm.
was for real.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be just like Job. If God decided to take everything we had, we can't get mad at him.
Right.
You know why? Because God has given us everything we got. We ain't earned nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't earned that house we got. We ain't earned the car. We ain't earned the job. We haven't even earned the breath that we take. So if God was to take it from us, we couldn't even get mad. Because
right.
he gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we should understand that God will restore us from whatever we're going through.
Yes.
And I say that to say this. When I had stage 4 cancer, just like Joel was right to be tested, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went through that. I lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my voice. I lost skin around my neck. But guess what God did? I didn't get mad. I never even asked God why.
Come on.
I was ready for it because you know what I did? I told the people that this was not for me. This was for someone to see God work through me. So therefore, I was ready for the test. Because as I said before, we have already been tested. We have already been tested and tried. Now let's look at verse 12. Our last verse, this is God saying. God told him, okay, because he said, all right, you may test him. Remember I said, Satan can do nothing without God's approval or God's
right.
permission.
Mm-hmm.
What did God say? He said, all right, you may test him. God allowed Satan to test
mm-hmm.
you. God allowed Satan to test you. So don't think Satan is out there doing something on his own. When you are going
mm-hmm.
through something, everything you go through is not God allowing Satan to test you. Some stuff just happens. Some
mm-hmm.
stuff just happens. So now God has given him permission to test his faithful servant Job. All right, you may test him. The Lord said to Satan, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
With everything he possesses. But guess what? Don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. He said, do whatever you want. Take all this stuff. But don't hurt him physically. When he was saying that, he said, you can do everything you want, but don't touch his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch a soul because that's where I lie. God is in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
God is not on our arm.
Mm-hmm.
God is not something we put on. God
mm-hmm.
is in us.
Mm.
And if he's in you, he lives in you. So in this verse, this conversation between God and Satan, you know what it teaches us? It teaches us something very important. It teaches us an important fact about God, that God is fully aware of every attempt
mm-hmm.
by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He's fully aware of everything that Satan is trying to bring us, all the suffering, all the difficulties, everything we're going through. Even though God may allow us to suffer for a reason beyond our understanding,
mm-hmm.
he is never caught by surprise, by our troubles, because he is always compassionate. Amen and amen.
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 That is the end of the Sunday school lesson, the Bible study. Amen.
Well, ladies, go ahead.
And when we look at this, I didn't go on into it, but I touched on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When God knew the faith that Job had, God mm-hmm. knew the faith, but God never told Job any of that. God, mm-hmm. Job never knew that God had faith in him like that.
Mm-hmm.
Job never knew. And when I say when we're going through trials and tribulations, we don't understand the faith that we have, but God knows the faith in you. But mm-hmm. you have to get that faith to believe, to be like Job.
Mm-hmm.
We should all want to be tested like Job.
Man.
Like I said before, nobody wants to go through trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go through the trials and tribulations, we need to thank God for allowing us. Because God had, you know, if you think about that, if the President of the United States, President mm-hmm. Obama, I'll say, called us, you know how good you must feel for the President to call you.
Right, right.
Just think, if God has that much faith in you, that is a blessing. God is shining his light on you because he trusts you. Mm-hmm. But we have to trust him
mm-hmm.
because he knows the faith you have even before you know you have the faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I conclude with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, well, awesome. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the network. We see you on the phone lines. And, oh, man, so awesome, so powerful. Drink you some water, Deacon Freya Bill.
I've been trying.
Yes, sir. What just an awesome teaching, a real simple teaching. Because, you know, man, God's word is so plain that a baby can understand. I think it's us that make it complicated. You know what I'm saying? As I sit here and just listen to you teach just for these 45 to 50 minutes, this is what I take away from this particular listening out of the story of Job. He said, he started out saying, ladies and gentlemen on the network and on the phone lines, you are right to be tested. That's what he started out saying. And so, Fred, what I take away with this as you begin to explain the story, because out of all of that, what did Job say at the end of the story? He said, naked I came in and naked I go out.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Wow. Because he understood, and I saw my summary up, and I know, Mandy, you may have something, some feedback. And those of you on the network, on the phone lines, if you want to hit option one, we'll bring you in. If you want to ask Mr. Fred Bell any questions about it, because the teaching was so plain.
Mm-hmm.
What I take away from this whole story that Job was steadfast. He was steadfast in his faith.
Mm-hmm.
He was steadfast in love. As I listened to Fred Bell, he was steadfast in obedience. All of that sums up just what I just heard is his faith was so, I mean, Satan had to get permission. But Job said, listen, I mean, he talked about, we all know the story. He had 10 kids. All 10 of his kids died. We mm-hmm. we understand the story that something happened in the house and the house burned down. And he lost his seven sons and his three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine us losing our children? Can you imagine us losing our job? You know, but when your faith is, as Deacon Fred Bell was eloquently teaching this lesson tonight,
mm-hmm.
when you done been through, and this is why some people, I think, Deacon Fred Bell, why some people take our testimonies to be arrogant.
Mm.
Because our faith, he talked about the roots going down into the ground. When your mm-hmm. faith is so rooted, it ain't too much you can shake you when you know you on this side. And like he was just saying a while ago, you know, Job didn't really know God had his back. But if you can believe that God got your back. Mm-hmm. If you could, if you that steadfast in your faith, because we all got a mustard seed faith. But if you could get into the Word of God to where your faith can be rooted down, and so when those situations come up against you, from your job to your losing a child, or because you know, as Deacon Fred was even teaching this lesson, he made it so plain that a baby could understand it. Life is just life. Things are going to happen in life. A lot of things we deem to be spiritual is not spiritual. It's just life is going to happen because none of us is exempt from life. But when it comes to the things that comes to shake our faith, you got to be so rooted and so into this where you believe without a shadow of a doubt that since Satan got to get permission to attack you, because he got to get permission. He just, I mean, if you understand this lesson he taught tonight, he can't do nothing to you unless he get permission. When he gets permission, is that right, Deacon Fred Bell? What I heard him say tonight is that you got to get permission. So all of you folk, that the Christians that run around here and keep deeming that the enemy is attacking you, the enemy, you giving place to the enemy a lot of times because the enemy can't do nothing to you unless he got to get permission. And that's why he ends up being a coward, because God will say, okay, he told me to put my name in there. This is why I talk the way I talk. Come on, devil, come for E-Man. I wish a devil would, because I'm not scared like that. What am I saying? I'm not scared in the spirit realm because I know who I am in God. When you know who you are, you know whose you are. I understand all the teachings. And so this is why we wanted different ones to come on to teach, because this word is made so plain. If you can believe it, if you can believe it, you can receive it. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people faith, a lot of people belief system have withered because they're reading it, but do they really believe it? That's why I asked the question last week. I think Deacon Fred, then I asked the question, I think I used the scripture where, what was it over in Exodus, where he say he'll take sickness away from you. Deacon, you know what I recognized when I read that particular scripture? It didn't give no reference. The Exodus 23 didn't give no reference. That scripture stood out there alone. You know why it stood out there alone? Because God is saying, if you can believe this without anything else, you won't be sick because I'll take it away from you. Most people don't believe that. Because they believe, oh, you human, you're going to get sick anyway. Yes, you human, you're going to get sick. But if you can understand and believe in your faith that God will take sickness away from you, it's an act of faith, and he will do it. And so out of the Job story, what I got out of this whole lesson and what it applies, what I take away from it, if I put my name in this conversation, I'm taking Job's name out and put E-Man, because that's what he said to do, right? My steadfastness is in my faith, in my belief. I don't care what church I go to. I don't care what organized religion we all sit up under. God only operates off of belief and faith. He just explained to us, it ain't about the stuff. It ain't about the blessings that we get. You can get all of that. The only thing, it is impossible to please God without faith. And so my faith is grounded in God to the point. It's not about what church I go to. It's not about how much money. It's not about my house. It's not about my marriage, because all of that could be gone tomorrow, just the way he taught it. But I don't want to lose my faith. Why? Because that's my lifeline to God. It's my faith and my belief. And so I believe this word when I study it. I walk away believing that this word is true. And it's one scripture teaches it like this. And you quote me if I'm wrong, Deacon Bell. He said his word would not return void. Ain't that what the Bible said? That means if you can believe it, God can't lie. It is impossible for him to lie. And so if you can believe that he'll take sickness away from you, it would not come back void unto you. Job was a blameless, a perfect, upright man, because he turned away from all evil. And turning away from all evil, listen, and then he had, I hate to go here, Deacon Bell. Deacon Bell, help me understand, why would, out of all of that, his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I only said that, Mandy and Fred Bell, because I'm not. It's not about women. It's just the other voices that you hear. You know, it just has to come from, you know, a lot of people teach it like if the, no, it's not about the woman. It's just you hear the voices tell you to curse God and die. Listen, you done lost all your family. You done lost all your money. You ain't got no money in your bank account. You know, why don't you just give up? Mm-hmm. Job say, listen, you could take it all. And what did he say? He said, you could have it all. You know, and at the end of the day, he said, I'll still be standing. So, Fred, thank you for this lesson tonight. What I walked away understanding, you got to be steadfast in your faith, steadfast in love, and steadfast in your obedience. Amen. That's what I walk away with. Man, did you walk away with anything in this lesson tonight? I know you want to chime in.
I absolutely did. You know, Deacon Fred Bell talked about Satan has limited power, you know, and how he had to, first of all, God presented Job, right? But Satan had limited power, so that tells me that if that's my daddy, the battle was already won. And I like the fact that Deacon Bell stated that Job was a perfect man to be tested, because when we go through our storms, God's saying, I'm with you. You got this, because he allowed us to be tested. And
so I'm going to put my name in there, because he keeps saying put your name in there.
So he allowed me to be tested. So God is saying, you got this, because at the end of the day, God probably would not have allowed it if he knew we couldn't withstand it, right? And he would not have, because we have the Holy Spirit,
right?
And then I just want to say this, just listening to Deacon Bell teach this, it's how we see the storm. God, what am I to get out of this? How is this going to help me produce the right fruit? Because Deacon Bell said, adversity destroys superficial faith, right? And if you are a true believer, adversity will strengthen the real fruit, the real faith, right? Meaning that you will produce fruit, meaning that through the adversity, I will stay on my face before God. Through the adversity, I'm holding on, you know. Through the adversity, it's birthing out growth in me. I'm producing. So I mean, this word here was so much to eat off of. Fred Bell, we appreciate you tonight. This was good.
Yeah, good word to start us out in the book of Job. And so when you've been tested, and Mr. Fred Bell, as he was sharing, he allowed us to understand that he's been tested. And so his faith is strong to the point to where, okay, I came through that, and I'm going to come through this, and I'm going to come through the next one. That's all it is, but you got to stay. This is to provoke us to stay into the Word of God, to keep building our faith off of things that we understand that comes through Scripture, because it's all the blueprint is laid out. It's all through this particular book, which we call the Bible. Everyone has been tested, but guess what? Everyone had to get Satan had to give permission to test everyone.
And a lot of times we don't know how much we've really been built until the test comes. Sometimes we'll see something happen in somebody's life and we'll say, that probably would take me out. And then when it happens to us, and due to the power of the Holy Spirit living within us and us being connected to the Word of God, then we see, man, I was stronger than I thought I was, you know, because we're still standing.
Question for you, Deacon Fred Bell. Let me ask you this away. What made you really just begin to really believe this word that you're teaching? And to that person that's on the network, because we are all around the globe and there's different religions listening, because it's daytime somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere. And if somebody listening to us on the network tonight, they're in a situation that they feel like they're being tested. When you just think about Mississippi, he talked about a storm. They just had a big storm in Mississippi where people lost their homes. I don't even know if they, you know, are back up, but, you know, people lost their homes. They lost it. Right now they are being tested. You know, their faith is being tried. right here in the city of Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast, people of faith are really, really being tied.
Right.
Deacon Fred Bell, what made you get into this Word of God and you really, really begin to believe what you read? Because, you know, we can read it, but how do we really believe it? Help us understand just that just a little bit, Mr. Fred Bell.
All right. And it's like when you ask that question, it's like when God told Satan, go ahead. You can touch everything. You can take everything you got, but don't touch your soul. And when I said God lives deep in our hearts, even when we don't realize he's there, he's there. Because we've always been in church. Now, I was in church when I was younger, but stopped going. But I always was a believer. Right? Never had to really call on God for nothing until when I told the story about when I went to jail and I was there, no family, no friends, don't know nothing. And I looked out and I prayed and I asked God if he was going to get me out, let a light outside, and the light blinked. And I didn't get out, prayed again the next day at a different time, the light blinked. Each time I prayed, the light blinked. And then when I didn't have the light outside, I had the light of the Word. He gave me revelation, or he gave me understanding of his Word when I couldn't even fully read. I couldn't read the Bible with understanding. I was reading King James Version of the Bible, but didn't have an understanding. But I was explaining to another inmate the Bible through him. He was speaking through me. And then he gave me Bible study. And I constantly, all that time I was in jail, I was getting in the Word. So he was preparing me for what was ahead, and I had no idea. Had never taught, had never sang, had never even spoke in church. And then when I got out, I had been in there a month and had been asking him every day that he was going to get me out the next day. He showed me right there, well done, my good and faithful servant. I allowed Satan to touch you or attack you in a way because he thought it was going to turn you to him, but it brought you to me because God had already seen the faith in me that I didn't know I had. So when he tested me in that way, it prepared me for any test to come. So therefore, when I got the cancer, that is the reason I could smile through it and knew without a doubt God told me I was not going to die because I never thought I was. And he told me, this is not for you. It's for somebody to see me work through you because of your faith. And you will be a testimony to go out and tell everyone. And I compare myself, or I put my stories to Job, because that was Job's first test. He got tested again, and I was tested twice. So now guess what? Satan told God, just like he told him, the only reason he did that because you got him out of jail. But I guess what? Take his health from him. And God said, go ahead. And he was laughing. Go ahead. You can touch him, but don't touch his soul. Because he had already knew. So therefore, that is what got me into the Word. That is what made me dig my roots deep into the ground. When I say my roots so deep in the ground, a hurricane can come by, and my foundation ain't going to be shook.
Right. Amen. Question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you this away. Were you saved at that time? Were you in the world when a lot of this happened? Or were you in church when this happened? And the reason why I ask that, because in your teaching, this is just not for the saved. This is for the unsaved, because he reigns on the unjust just as well as the just. What I'm hearing you describe is faith. I'm hearing you describe believing. And so those of you that's on the network that probably don't go nowhere close by the church, God, you just have to believe, and you just have to be able to receive the Word of God and believe it, where you're, because God honors faith. Reason why I asked you that, because a lot of times we mistaken that, because as I listened to your teaching, you explained it real elegant. A lot of times, I don't know why it is in this era we live in, we as Christians think we got some special code to God that don't nobody else got, or we can. Everybody got access to God at the end of the day, saved or unsaved,
right.
Because God, how would I say it? God honors faith and belief. So to that person
right.
that's behind prison walls tonight, to that person that don't go nowhere, this teaching is just not for the Christian. This is for everybody, because
right.
God is not biased. Man is biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why you got to be careful with little cliques in the church and cliquish people,
right.
because we'll think God is biased. No, we are human. We biased.
Mm-hmm.
God shows favor to everybody. Right now, I don't care if you're the biggest drug dealer. I don't care if you're the biggest sinner out there. If you can believe this word, it would not return unto you void. There's some people right now that's
right.
on this network probably smoking a joint and believe what they just heard tonight. And if
right.
they smoking a joint and want to get free, they can believe this word and get free. They ain't got to be at nobody's church. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't got to go. They ain't got to take nobody's hand. All they got to do is believe this word. And that's why I think it's so simple. And this is where we want simple teaching,
mm-hmm.
because it's a simple scripture in the Bible. It says, all you got to do is believe, confess with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all help me out here, y'all Bible scholars. Ain't Deacon Bell, where
you can believe in your heart.
In your heart. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be. You ain't got to work up on nothing. You ain't got to do anything else but believe that. Is that what the Bible said? He said, then you are saved.
Mm-hmm. That shall seal the deal.
That shall seal it. That means, I don't care if you were paying at the church. I don't care if you go gambling. You can do all that. Why? Because your save and your Holy Ghost is not predicated on the works that you do. It's predicated on the faith and the belief that you have
right.
in God. And so we want these kind of plain teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we add a lot of customs and a lot of kudos and a lot of strange stuff to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the body of Christ and people are getting so confused because they, you know, the organization that they done joined and the denomination they done joined, it done added a lot of more stuff to the Word of God that have took away from the plainness of the Word. If all I got to do is confess with my mouth and believe in my heart and I shall be,
mm-hmm.
that don't mean I need to come back to do anything. That says to me is very, very simple. That I'm saved, but now for my faith to grow in that,
mm-hmm.
this is why you hear a lot of great teachers would encourage you, find you a Bible teaching, preaching ministry to set up under where you're able to grow in this.
Right.
And then out of all that getting, you get clear understanding
mm-hmm.
of how this really works, because at the end of the day, you know, every one of us are being tested and tried in certain areas. But God keep on bringing us through.
Yeah.
He keep on showing us who he is,
mm-hmm.
not according to our goodness, because ain't no good thing in none of us.
That's right.
The only thing that's good in us, he resides in us. Because
mm-hmm.
Fred,
right.
he said, he's in our heart. If
mm-hmm.
he's not in our heart, ain't no good thing in you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, because this is the reason why I want to be real practical in these Bible studies,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes Mandy and Fred, people teach the Word of God so over your head you'll miss it.
Right.
Right.
And it's real simple.
Yes, and I like what Fred Bell said
mm-hmm.
about sometimes you don't have to have done anything.
You're right.
Because
yes.
So many times we see people go through things and they're like, why?
Mm-hmm.
They start, you know, looking into their life as we should. We should do a self-examination, but they start beating themselves up. And sometimes something
right.
are just going to happen. It's like when you said, Fred Bell, any man that's committed to God should know that they are going to be tested. It's not debatable.
Right, right.
Like, it's going to happen. And at the end of the day, when we see things happening, as Fred Bell stated, people will look at your life and see you going through so much adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they will say, if they are without understanding, is what have you done?
Right, right.
What have you done to go through this, to go through that, you know? But not considering that you just may be on the right side.
Mm.
Hell just may be provoked. You know, God just may say, consider my servant, Eman Mandy, because he know that we're going
to
see
her. Exactly. And which brings me to a scripture. There's another scripture over there. And to all of you that's on the network tonight that really need to, that really want to start studying the Bible, I would tell you to start studying the four gospels.
See,
if you're going to be a Christian today, you need to start with the four gospels. You need to understand what religion you're practicing. Because over in the gospel, it teaches us, Mandy and Fred, you know, when you talking about us being tested, it reminds me of the story of the blind man.
Mm-hmm.
They asked his parents, who sinned?
And you
understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, he's of age, go ask him. Well, the reason why people was looking at him that way, because most Christians today, as soon as stuff starts happening, they start trying to look for, oh, he did this, she did, and God is whooping them, and God is getting them back.
Right.
No, in that particular passage, he said, you heard Fred Bell say it like this.
Mm-hmm.
He recognized that God was going to use his testing for this story.
Right.
And so the blind man's parents said, well, he's of age. Go ask him. Did y'all sin for y'all son to be going through this? Did this happen? We always got naysayers to say, oh, okay, well, you know, this person lost a job. They must have sinned. No. God is using it for his glory.
Because
at the end of the day, you're going to tell the story, you know. And so Deacon Fred, man, there's so much richness in
so much
just the plain teachings of the word. It wasn't deep. It was just right to the point.
No, it wasn't deep.
It was just all of that down in the roots of his teaching.
Mm-hmm.
If you listening now, I just been listening for 45 minutes and I got a whole lot out of the Job story.
A lot. Yeah.
You understand? So those of you on the network tonight, we challenge you. This is what we want to do. We ain't doing it for no other reason but to help you get back into the Word of God and to get strong in your faith where you can walk away like Fred Bell, because I'm taking Job out of the story. I'm putting Fred Bell in there.
To
have the confidence that no matter what you go through, first of all, he had to get permission from Satan to even mess with you.
That's right.
And God already know you're going to come through it. So he going to take the hedge and know that Satan is going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
He going to try it because that's a part of a believer.
Mm-hmm.
When you start recognizing that, it does not mean you exempt from trouble.
Right.
That just means I came up through that one and I'm going to come through this one.
Right.
And so those of you on the network that hear us talk like this, we're not arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
We just believe in the spirit of the living God that we serve.
And it has been proven through the test.
It's been proven through the test in the fire. And so, Mr. Fred Bell, we want to thank you tonight for this simple teaching of the Job story.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
And to those of you that's on the network tonight, or on the phone lines tonight, we got 11 more months. Well, 10 more months now.
We do.
And we got teachers that, and all the things we're doing by the end of this year, Fred, and those of you on the network, because we're calling on some ones to, because I just want it plain when a person walk off there. Now, we want you to go, those of you that forgot the Job story. When he started teaching the Job, all the stuff that I learned, it just started coming back to my mind, like, okay, I was listening real good. I was like, oh, he for the
We're like, okay, calm down. Let's just calm down.
You done pulled the Job story out on us.
It brings excitement, though, when the word of God is penetrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings so much excitement, especially when someone comes from a God-given perspective, you know, and we can relate. And, you know, and then we can see, we can see the revelation that is given. It wakes us up.
It
brings us to life. So we're excited. I told myself, I said, I'm going to talk, I'm going to become. And then I started talking, then before you know it. We're just excited about tonight's
story. Well, Fred, we're excited you started us off tonight. And just a disclaimer, we won't be here next Sunday night, guys. We'll be at the Super Bowl party next Sunday night. But then next month, we'll come back at the first Sunday, and we'll have another great. This is our first Sunday. We got three Sunday school teachers and the rest of them pastors, Deacon Fred Bell. We just want you guys to really just take away from this. And this is not to deem no one in how they teach.
Right.
We just want you to understand that this word is really plain.
Right.
If you can believe, and Matthew teaches us, if you can believe it, you can receive it. And if you can believe this word and allow your faith to grow, you'll come out victorious. Because every one of us on this line tonight, the phone lines are lit up, the network is lit up. Those of you that faith believers, you all, you should know the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, we win
no matter what. That's right.
We on the winning side no matter what.
If God considered us, we already won.
We already won. So the outcome, this ain't number dirt right here. This got to, listen, death is not a thing that happens to life. It's a thing that happens in life. We're going to die, every one of us, at the end of the day. And so until we can understand that, we're going back to dirt. But we still win, because to be absent on this side is to be present on the other. And so nobody want to get out of here right now anyway. But if we get out of here.
But death is not a, but death is not a bad thing.
And so
it's the perspective. So I want to go there with
go ahead.
Fred Bell. So Fred Bell, for those listeners that's listening tonight, and maybe they have a different perspective. Maybe, you know, as you talked tonight and you broke it down very well, when we go through adversity and you know, the Lord considering Job, considering us as we're putting our name in that space. How about, what would you say to that person that's having a challenge seeing it that way, that maybe there's some guilt, some unforgiveness? Why me? Why am I going through this? Maybe there's some pointing the fingers. What would you say to them if they're just having a challenge seeing that the Job experience is working for my good?
Okay. I'm glad you asked that question, because E-Man asked a question earlier. Was I in church when I got tested the first time? And the answer is no. So you don't have to be an upright person for God to test you. You can be out there in the world and God will test you, because, like I said before, God sees the faith in you. And to answer your question, if anyone out there is going through something, one of the hardest things that we as people have a hard time doing is forgiving ourselves. But we have to understand that Jesus forgives you when you come with a repentant heart. So if he forgives you while you're holding on to that guilt, you have to let it go. So if there's someone out there that do not want to forgive themselves and say that they're going through something, have faith that God will bring you out of it. Because if you have the faith that God will bring you out of it, you can get through it. But the first thing you have to do is forgive yourself. Because if you're beating yourself up, you can't have the faith that God has forgiven you. So first you got to lose the unforgiveness of yourself and love yourself. So therefore your faith can be built through that way, but you have to get into the word and read the word. And then you will understand what you're going through. And like Mandy asked, when you sit down, and like I had no knowledge of the Bible. And I didn't think, now I was doing some things that I should have been in there for, but I was in there for what I didn't do, right? But I sat down, and when I realized what I was in there for, God released me. I got released that next day after that.
Wow.
When I realized, he said, now you have realized the lesson I have for you. Sometimes we have to realize what we're going through. God is trying to get our attention because he does not want anyone to perish. That is the reason God has not come back to claim this earth yet. He loves you so much, he don't want nobody to perish. So he wants you to get a lesson out of it, but the lesson is faith.
That's
and if you're struggling with it, you just you have to believe, because I got a mustard seed on my desk. And if the mustard seed is so small.
And
if you have just a little faith, God can work with you through the rest.
Man, that is so powerful. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, man, for really just start this new segment off. And once again, we just going to bring I use the word Bible scholars, those that's in the word. We want to take all of this other kudos and these strange teachers away and get back to the plain teaching of the word of God.
Amen.
The reason why I believe a lot of faith is withering in the last days, because we done added too much to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are not obeying the things of God. We are obeying all the rules and the thumbs and all the made up stuff to be
making it hard for people. Feeling like they can't reach. They feel like they can't, walk in the things of God. It's too hard.
And so we're trying to be upright when you don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about works, should any man boast.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work your way into heaven,
because
that would be fair to me,
because
you may outwork me. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how many Sundays you go to church. None of that is going to get you into heaven. You ain't going to get no kudos from God because I went to the potter's house.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to say, hey, no. God is only going to reward you for the belief and the faith that you have. And my name right now, I do a whole lot of stuff.
Mm.
But let me explain something to any Christian that's listening to me tonight. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life now. You know why?
Because
I believe this word.
Amen.
He told me, he didn't tell me I had to do it like you. You know, a lot of people want you to be saved like they want you to. I don't have to be saved like you.
Come on.
I believe, because I confessed, and I believe in my heart that this book is real.
Yes.
And that's all I got to do. You know, is he going to judge me for the craziness I do down here? Maybe so. But I'm going to be on the south side of heaven where you're going to be on the north side of here. But I'm going to be up in there. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because I believe God like that.
Amen.
And so my faith in God is not based off of what some man have narrowed his word down to be in human form. So we got so many people walking around trying to be saved instead of just being saved.
That's good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
All you got to do is just be saved.
Yeah.
You ain't got to work hard at it all. So, Mr. Fred Bell, we know you have had a long day today, and we want to thank you for your teachers on tonight. We almost have made it up to 11 o'clock. This going to get good and gooder here.
Right.
You know why?
Yep.
The reason why I think it's gonna get good and gooder, get taken off, because we just here to challenge your faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to combat your faith.
Right.
If you heard the teaching, Job wasn't trying to combat God.
Mm-mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so a lot of people are getting into this combative spirit of, you don't do it the way I do it. And so we become cliquish.
Right.
And so you'll get over there in your little corner because you think you got it all. No. God made this word that he's not biased. We are.
Yeah.
And so to those of you on tonight, we hope you have enjoyed tonight, because our email going to come with it. Why? Because I want us as a Christian community to get back to the simple teachings of the Bible.
Right.
Because in the last days, it'll be such a turn away because we done added too much to it. Hell, I don't even know if you could breathe nowadays. When I get to listening to a lot of people preach and teach today, hell, I don't even know if you can breathe by the time they get through. Because by the time they get through, you'll be like, oh, my God, well, at least can I breathe? You understand what I'm saying? Because they done added all of this stuff to it. So we're like, my God, well, who would want it? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because they made it hard.
Yes.
The word is simple. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank all of you that have joined us on tonight. Fred Bell, you teach every Sunday morning. And, sir, I will suggest to you, I know your wife may be listening, get you some good old green tea with some lemon and honey tonight. because this is allergy season. We just came out of a storm here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show. And so the pollen is up. And so when you hit that air, a lot of times, your voice just goes away.
Uh-huh.
I just experienced the same thing you experienced about a good week ago. Man, I woke up, I couldn't say nothing. I was like, what in the hell, man? What's going on up here? continue to take care of yourself. And we're around the domino table tonight. We're going to be bringing men of God on and women of God on. And even if you ain't in the church, if you believe this Bible and you can teach it, I'll let you teach it. Why? Because God will use a vessel because we all vessels want to be used by him. Mm-hmm. And he don't pick, I mean, he's not biased.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's a guy up under the bridge right now can teach this word of God.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? He don't go nowhere close by the church. He'll wear some of these preachers out when he get through teaching his word. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
And so you just got to believe it, and then you can receive it. And then what would you always say, Fred, or the teachers that I hear, they would always leave it to this here. They would always say, don't be a hearer of the word, be a doer. And so we want you to do this word that you learned on tonight. Be a doer of this word and understanding the Job story that no matter what, the enemy got to get permission and you have a right to be tested no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You got, how you going to tell God that he can't test you? He created you. He can do whatever he wants to do. Why? Because he God like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But no, you'll win if you on the winning side.
Yeah, I already won.
And so, Fred Bell, I'm trying to take it to 11 o'clock because that's what they asked me for you. Why don't you give us all of your information? Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the young man that does the segment on We Talk Radio Network on the E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Been writing scriptures for a long time. And Fred, if you want to give that information out, people want to join your Sunday school service at your church. Can I shout out to your pastor Micah D. Sneed and Lady Sneed over at Love and Fellowship Baptist Church. If they're listening on tonight, we want to shout out to you just as well, sir. And so Fred Bell, and then right after that, we're going to let you go. You can pray us out tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, come back in 2 weeks or we out next Sunday night. And so Fred Bell, we're going to leave it up to you, sir.
All right, I'm going to close out tonight with, just thinking about the lesson, the reason I picked that lesson, or God picked that lesson for me, is because, I thought about all the things that we talk about on the show and how something we've been going through something and faith is lacking. And some people don't like to be tested. But I hope someone got out that lesson, this lesson tonight, that when you are being tested, is because God has chosen you. And if you just think about it, when you go back, Satan wanted to test Job, but he was scared. So God offered him up. And like the scripture says in Romans, it's Romans 9, the verses 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Because with the heart it speaks righteousness. Right? So he told him, you can take everything from him, but don't touch his soul, because God lives in our heart, right? Therefore, when we look at that and we're tested, God has chosen us. Satan probably wanted to test us, but was scared until he got permission from God, because God has faith in you. So I do the Bible scriptures. My Facebook name is Fred D-E-D-I Bell.
I told you.
And I'm on Facebook.
I told Amanda it was D-I Bell. She was like, it ain't no D-I Bell. I said, Fred D-I Bell.
I was like, well, how do I spell it? But no, go ahead. Fred Bell.
And that's my nickname, and that's on Facebook. And I do the Encouragement for Your Soul every day of the week. And I've been doing it since 2009. And what I do is put Bible scriptures out there every day, so we can read a little something if we're going through something to get us through, to let them know that everything is going to be all right, no matter what it is. We can find something in the Bible or relate to something that will get us through, because the Bible is speaking to us. It happened back then, but we have to bring it and put it to us. How does it in our lives?
Exactly.
And I teach Sunday school every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Facebook page of Love and Fellowship Baptist Church. And that's about it.
Well, we want to thank you tonight, sir. We want to appreciate you starting us out. And so come back next month, the first Sunday next month. We got another great teacher. Y'all gonna love this, sister. I just love these kind of teachings because I'm inspired to even – I ain't going to do it tonight for you because I got to go to work early in the morning. But, I'll be into the Job story this week. Because, It's little nuggets that he put in there tonight,
right,
that makes me want to go back and just revisit this whole, because I don't care how long I've been reading the Bible. When I go back now and read it, I always see something that I didn't see in the beginning. You know what I mean? And so that's why I go back to study. Well, thank you tonight, man. I go ahead and pray us out for you, because I know you've been probably talking a long time. We're going to pray out, and then we're going to end the show. And say hello to your wife on the behalf of me and Mandy and Miss Kia Davis. We want to thank every one of you and Mr. T. Smiley, those over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, keep up the good work. Stay on the wall, soldier.
Amen.
Stay on the the wall and keep doing what you do. And so let's pray out.
Before you pray us out, this is going to be, this is for everybody. This is our end. If you know your Bible, Sunday school needs you. A Bible study needs you. If you don't know your Bible, you need Bible study and Sunday school.
I like that.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we definitely kudos to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so all hearts and minds are clear on the E-Man After Show tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that stand there. I mean, they ain't hung up on the phone lines yet, man.
Nope. It's good.
And so this is the indication that we're heading down the right road. And so we'll continue to do this. And Fred Bill, like I shared with you and the rest of them, what we're going to do, we're going to come back and allow, we don't know who we're going to pick. It's going to be a hard choice at that particular moment, because we're going to pick someone just to do this segment. And they're just going to come on every first Sunday of the month and just teach the Bible.
Right.
You know. So thank you all for joining us on the network tonight. Thank you, Mr. Fred Bill. Let's pray out. Spirit of the living God, how we thank you and we honor you on this Lord's Day. We thank you, God, because you've been good to all of us.
Yes, Lord.
And you do all things well. God, we thank you, and we know that you are well pleased with your son tonight, God. We thank you for his teaching. We thank you for the clarity of mind that you gave him, because he took your thoughts and taught your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
He took your mouth, and you used him as a mouthpiece.
Yes,
so, Father God, because we trust your word and we believe your word, it doesn't matter what's going on. I believe that you are a healer.
Yes.
And we come against every affirmative. We speak to his throat. We speak to his voice. And we command, we take authority and we command it to clear up in the name of Jesus. As he do the natural, God, you do the supernatural. Heal as only you can. We trust that you're going to do it, and we believe that you're going to do it. To that person on the network tonight, we pray a blessing over you this week. May the Lord God bless you real good. May God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you until we come back again on the E-Man After Show. So everybody, walk in peace, walk in love, and walk in understanding and obedience, and we'll see y'all next time. And so, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Deacon Fred Bill. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Wake up, wake up. You've got the power. My people in the East, yo, you got to wake up. Midwest, 30 top, yo, you got to stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you got to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.